We welcome back Santa Rosa City Councilman Chris Rogers. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
I am well on this fine-looking Tuesday morning. And question number one, I guess, is, okay, so somebody gives you $92 million. What are you going to do with it? And we're talking, of course, about the expected PG&E payout to the city of Santa Rosa because of the 2017 wildfires, part of their bankruptcy deal here. And so when is that money expected? And it sounds like there are a lot of places it can go.
Yeah, that's right, Pat. So we do know that money is thankfully coming in, hopefully next month. Although it will be through the summer that we'll see some of it. And the short answer for you, Pat, is that there are no shortage of needs throughout our community. But where we will start with our discussion with the public is with our ongoing fire recovery. These dollars are primarily supposed to be for unmet need from the fires. That includes sidewalks in Coffee Park. That includes lighting in Fountain Grove. Things that are not necessarily sexy, Pat, but we'll have a discussion with the public on how they want to spend it as well.
Yeah, so that might be a long process trying to figure out that part, but interesting conversations with the members of Coffee Strong about, obviously, if I lived there, I would want to lay claim to some of that money. And talk about that, Chris, along with the stories this very week about the rebuilding efforts that continue as a result of those fires.
Yeah, that's right, Pat. It has been a slog for folks, and we've been figuring out what FEMA is going to help fund and is not going to help fund. And over the last couple of years, we have huge unmet needs. We've put forward funding early from the city's budget to be able to get these projects across the finish line, but we're not done yet. And a lot of what we're working on is either no longer going to be covered by FEMA in things like the sidewalks, or we need matching funds to be able to pull in. If you'll remember, our legislators were able to advocate and largely get a 90% match from CalOES and from FEMA, but there's still that 10% on some pretty substantial projects, things such as our fire station being rebuilt, that we need to be able to have those funds for. So we'll have a pretty robust conversation around what that all looks like. We'll have a continuing conversation about the city's budget, what that looks like. But just my opinion as one of seven, Pat, I don't think that those dollars should go to addressing a structural issue in our budget. They're one-time funds for a specific purpose, and we'll be talking about how we can use that money to better serve the community who was hit the hardest by the fire.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense to me. And certainly there is good news in terms of the rebuilding effort, particularly when it comes to Coffee Park. We knew that it was going to be easier and faster to rebuild on a flat surface. You know, not the case in Fountain Grove. That's not so much. But really, the rebuilding effort in Coffee Park especially has been somewhat historic in terms of the time it's taken to get this far.
Yeah, that's right, Pat. And actually, if you look at it, Fountain Grove did take a lot longer to kick off, but it is also starting to catch speed as well, Pat. We've got about 2,400 of the 3,000 homes that were destroyed in the fire either rebuilt or in the rebuild process at the moment. And so that's a pretty incredible thing. Coffee Park is almost finished if you drive through it. And we see the fences that are up around Coffee Park itself starting to have play structures pop up and starting to see some of the work done on the soil as well. So that hopefully once we're out of COVID-19, you'll be able to see kids playing on those structures in the near future.
Yeah, let's hope that is true for all of us. And it is remarkable, too, the rebuilding efforts when you factor in COVID-19 and the pandemic stay-at-home orders that prevented a lot of people, including construction workers, from being able to do their jobs. Also, it is official now. We're talking with Chris Rogers from the Santa Rosa City Council that there is a new community engagement director in Santa Rosa.
That's right, Pat. We just actually announced that yesterday. that we are bringing on board Magali Pellis, who is well known within our community, is the now former executive director for LOCN and has really been a fixture within our community for a long time. I'm really excited to see her around City Hall and to see what she can do trying to make our community and our government more inclusive of the people that we serve.
And one of the challenges for her, and hopefully we'll talk to with Magali a little bit later this morning about her efforts, is that even though when we talk about systemic racism, it is a thing that has gone back long, it is deep-seated, and it takes a long time to reverse, a lot of people are going to be looking at that position and at her for some real concrete steps, like soon.
Yeah. That's right, Pat. And she'll have help as well. The entire city council is dedicated towards this conversation. And in fact, we're starting it today, even before she starts at the city. We'll be doing a open session, a study session, where we will be talking to folks about what they'd like to see, particularly around police reform. So that's our city council meeting starting at 4 o'clock today. So she'll be coming in with a lot of things on her plate, I know.
Yeah.
But we're going to try to help her out with that as well, Pat.
Very good. Very good. All forward-moving thoughts for the Santa Rosa City Council. Anything else on the docket for today we should know about, Chris?
Yeah, it's a lot of listening, Pat. We also are doing a study session at 2 o'clock where we'll be discussing economic recovery ideas from COVID-19. I have received a number of emails from folks in the public who have an idea, and that's, in fact, some of how the closing of 4th Street ends up happening. And so though we have an ad hoc committee that's been dealing with this over the last few months, we wanted to also have a public conversation to hear from folks about what ideas they had. And see if we can start to implement some of them as we look towards recovery on the economy front.
And one more thing, it's you're going to have to pay to park in downtown Santa Rosa as of tomorrow, leaving on a very positive and popular note, Chris.
Yeah, that's right, Pat. And thank you for the reminder, because I would have forgotten as well and gotten the ticket.
Anytime I can help out, happy to do it. Santa Rosa City Councilman Chris Rogers, thanks for being here, Chris.
Yeah, all right. You take care, Pat.